Ambry passed Diggs another pair.
Do you ever have strange dreams, Diggs?
The tubby hare nodded.
Cheese and pickles for late supper in the jolly old mess. That always does it. Dreams? Flippin' nightmares, more like. But why do you ask?
Ambry's brown eyes took on a distant look.
Back on the Far Eastern shores, I was having the same dream for some seasons. It's a journey I want to take. I've got this yearning to be in a certain place. I must go there, yet I've never set eyes on it, except in dreams.
Diggs held up a paw.
Stop right there, Ambry. Don't tell me. Let me guess. This place you're wearing your paws out to see, is it a big mountain on the shores of the sea?
The badger maid was thunderstruck.
How did you know?
Diggs took a bite of the cheese, probing with a paw to see if he'd loosened a tooth on it.
Remember that word you couldn't get your tongue around? Salamandastron. That's the name of it. Mountain of the Mighty Badger Lords and headquarters of the Jolly Old Long Patrol. Beg pardon. Carry on with your story. What?
Ambry continued.
After my father died, I could never get along with me brothers. So, early one morning, I packed my satchel and set out to find the place of my dreams. That was at the start of spring season, and I had no real direction, just wandering willy-nilly. Well, I had been roaming for some time when one day, it was at the beginning of summer, I noticed I was being followed by a young river dog.
Diggs cut in.
By river dog, I take it you mean otter?
Ambry nodded her handsome striped head.
Aye. He had no kin to speak of, and not much to say for himself. Still, we got on well enough, sharing the cooking and foraging, watching out for one another. One night, we made camp by a river, slept under some rock ledges not far from it. I woke the next morning, and he wasn't there. So, I thought he'd gone to fish for our breakfast. He was a good fisher beast. I lay about a bit. Then, went to find him along the riverbank. He was nowhere to be seen. Then, I saw signs of a scuffle. I found the light javelin he had made for himself. I found the vermin paw tracks too, and I knew he'd been taken. So I had to find him. The trouble is, I'm no great tracker. I lost the trail many times. I was stumbled on this place. I'm still not sure. Diggs, do you think he's somewhere around here?
The tubby hare tossed away a pear core.
I'm pretty sure he was, Ambry. But he ain't now. Matter of fact, none of them are. What you were telling me was a familiar story. You see, there's a horde of vermin call themselves the Ravagers. They've been stealing young'uns left, right and flipping centre. I'm with some shrews, a warrior mole and a chum of mine called Buck. We trailed the vermin and the others to this place. Althea, they call it. Trouble was, by the time we got here and mounted a surprise attack, the blighters had all taken off. Don't know where they are. All the young'uns. My lot went to track 'em, and I got left behind, lost like yourself, what? I say, it'd be a super idea if we teamed up and got on the trail, what? We'd stand as much chance of finding them as Buck and that confounded Django logger thing. He's the Gowsim chief. Django ain't too fussy on me, you know.
Ambry stood up, assisting Diggs to get on his paws. She smiled at the tubby hare, whom she was taking a liking to.
I think you're right, Diggs. We may be the very pair to find them. Let's scout around until we find some tracks. You take charge. Which way do we go?
The irrepressible hare waggled his paw in the air, then bent his ears backward.
That way.
They pushed off into the undergrowth, with Diggs leading the way, though he did not have a clue where they were going. Small details like that did not concern him. He called out cheerily to his newfound friend.
I say, Ambry, what's this friend of yours called? Just so I can shout to him if I see a young otter in the distance.
Ambravina Rockflash unwound her long, hefty sling.
Flandor! That's what he's called, Flandor!